Welcome to a podcast from The Edge. I'm absolutely fine, but mini.
5 minutes broadcast live from The Edge, the brink, the overwhelm, the vortex that slips into your feed every Friday.
Not that Friday feeling, but rather all the fucking feelings.
And just to let you know that the week is nearly over and there's only one more week to go before you have to get through the next week.
Oh God. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Emily and I'm absolutely fine. But for various reasons, we are recording in Annabelle's bedroom because the house is full of people. And just as I was about to sit down on the bed, I was apprehended because we all know how lovely she likes her bed and how beautifully made. So she said, okay, fine, you can sit, but only if you go on the end of the bed. So now I'm sitting on the floor. How are you?
I was speaking my truth. What can I say?
Oh my God. The amount of things that people get away with for speaking their truth.
I know. Monstrous behaviour. I'm sorry, but I just don't have the energy to make it twice. And I can't leave it unmade because that way madness lies. Sorry.
Unmade bed.
Sorry for who I am. Hello, everybody.
I love you, really.
I'm Annabelle and I'm absolutely fine. But I have had a run-in this last week with a disgusting, pustulating, throbbing, potentially quite dangerous, really painful finger. I pulled out a bit of nail with my tooth and it swelled some more and I ignored it. It didn't go away. It swelled more, kept me awake at night. The pain was going down from the tip of my finger down into my hand. It was hot, then went purple and sort of yellow. And I eventually had to go and see the doctor and say, you know, what do you think? Oral antibiotics, topical antibiotics, for a week, and it's only just going down. I mean, it would be a sort of pathetic tragedy. Sepsis from the finger, perhaps.
Also, the sort of the nightmare of it was when I came over and you were like piercing it with a needle, a sterilized needle, which we sterilized with a lighter, because that's what you do.
Sterilized is an approximation, exactly. Right?
I always wondered about that sterilizing thing, whether or not the sort of burnt bit was actually good for it.
Well, clearly not, but look what happened over the next couple of days. I know, trying to squirt the pus out. God, it was sore. Anyway, it's getting better. But it was a thing of, it was pretty ghoulish, which I suppose is appropriate for the time of year.
Yes, exactly. You could have worn it. We could go as Annabelle's finger, as our Halloween costume.
Annabelle's pustulation finger. Or if it had got me, rather than like Anne Boleyn with her head under her arm, or Bloody Mary, or whoever it is, it could have been me wandering around the house at night in one of my Victorian nighties with my finger. That would be the haunted house.
That would be. Ah, speaking of haunted houses, so I think everybody's been to the fair and gone in those rooms with the sort of mirrors and the spooks jumping out at you.
Speaking of mirrors, what if it was a hall of mirrors? But every mirror just reflected your mother back at you. You looked in every mirror, you saw your mother, in the 80s, you saw your mother in the 90s, and she'd always be saying dispiriting things like, well, your hair looks much better now, or, well, you look quite nice for once.
You look quite nice. It's the qualification for the awfulness, isn't it? Much better.
Or you should wear more makeup. And
exactly.
You just would be trying to be brave.
Can you brush your hair?
Yeah.
I mean,
can you brush your hair?
Like constantly, age 35.
A haunted house full of somehow WhatsApp groups that had come to life. Imagine.
As opposed to just the sort of the feed, the actual people saying, oh, I can't make this, or adding you to a group, or being an emoji, or sending you a voice note, or...
And you wouldn't be allowed to leave. Well, you'd be allowed to leave, but you wouldn't be brave enough to leave, because every time you leave a WhatsApp group, it's impossible to not flounce. Annabelle Rifkin has left this group. Even if you say, I'm leaving, I'm sorry, I'm leaving, you still look like Miss Piggy, basically.
Exactly, that you've slammed the door.
Who is my favourite person of all time?
Oh, she is magnificent, as are you. By the way, back in the mirrors, can you imagine if you walked into a room and there was just huge mirrors, not different shaped ones, but just like wall-to-wall mirror and strip lighting, and you have to buy swimwear?
What, you mean you're going on holiday tomorrow, you have nothing, you have no choice, something bad will happen unless you buy swimwear under the smear test lighting, surrounded by unflattering mirrors.
Yes, we're not even saying buy a bikini, just swimwear.
It's a haunted house, but it's actually a supermarket. You're just nipping in to pick something up, but they've moved everything around. You slightly need to pee, you don't understand why it's so incredibly cold, and all you want is eggs, but you can never find eggs. Because eggs, why aren't eggs near milk and cheese and butter? Who knows? Eggs are always in a really strange place at the end of the aisle. So you're walking around. As you walk around, the prices are doubling and then doubling again. And where are the eggs? Oh, my God.
Also, there's people around that you might sort of kind of know. that you want to try avoid as well.
Yes.
And why is it so cold?
Yes.
Why is it so cold?
It's the people. So you're ducking and you're diving. You don't know them well enough to say, hi, love, I'm in a terrible hurry.
Or where are the eggs?
Where are the fucking eggs? It's true.
Speaking of bumping into people or being in situations where you have to have a conversation, a party.
I mean, that's a haunted house in itself for most of us. But imagine if everybody at the party just comes up to you and says, so, tell me about you.
Oh, like give you a mini TED talk.
Suddenly become American and bring your CV to life or your LinkedIn profile, do a LinkedIn performance.
Do you also find that if someone does ask you that question, you become like, you're practically like, well, it took me ages to drive here. I found the parking really difficult. Like you become completely sort of like micro and not at all like, well, I've just invented the vaccine.
No, you become micro because you're panicking trying to answer the question. I become belligerent and say no.
Well, actually, this might not be such a bad situation for you because you could just walk around and go, no, 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 and walk out. For me, it would be a nightmare because I'd be like, well, let me tell you about my parking story. Maybe it would be a nightmare for them, actually.
Yeah. Turn the tables. The hunter becomes the hunted.
Maybe that is the key to those questions. It's like, well, so tell me about you. Well, actually, it took me 15 minutes to park because I just don't like parking in places where I have to reverse. I really like to drive into parking and there's no parking around here. I mean, that would be good.
Yes, and when I had a cup of coffee with this morning, I really feel that the milk disagreed with me and I think that maybe I should go lactose free and just, you know, really give everyone the willies, as it were.
Yeah. Oh, I think this is a good solution. What about you are in a kind of like Harry Potter situation where there's letters flying around your head,
They all come into the Hogwarts hall.
Yes, exactly. And they're either missed delivery slips or speeding tickets.
Oh my God, imagine. I mean, I opened a letter from the DVLA yesterday and I was so relieved it was road tax. how low things have gone. This is not at all magical and not at all Hogwarts, but you are walking into a room, you didn't realise it's a haunted house, but it is a haunted house because covering every inch of the walls are posters saying things like, live, laugh, love. and you don't have to be crazy to live here, but it helps.
Instantly making you feel completely bad.
Yes, framed, embroidered things saying, I am enough, or happiness is a journey.
Oh my God. Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass, it's about learning to dance in the rain.
Or my favourite, which just goes, enjoy. Enjoy what?
I am enough, though. I mean, I really, somebody who's made the effort to needlepoint, I am enough. I'm sorry.
I'm tempted to needlepoint because I do needlepoint. I am not enough. And then maybe people would walk into the house and go, I'm very sorry you spent 6 months doing that. I now feel the need to tell you that you are. You are.
Maybe it's a prompt.
Yeah, we could talk about that for the rest of the evening. Anyway, enjoy. Enjoy your weekends.
See you next week.
Bye.